Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Let's talk to Monty Poole all about it. You need to be following him. You probably are at Monty Poole MBCS and reading all this great stuff on the Warriors. He joins us courtesy of the Uma Guest Line. What's happening? How are you?
I'm okay. How you guys doing?
Yeah, why just okay?
You know, got a lot going on.
Yeah, right, I hear you. All right, I hear you. All right, let's start with an easy one. Okay, they're 7-29 on the road, 29-7 at home. They can win tonight against Houston, though, right?
You would think.
Inflect up,
exactly,
right?
You would think. I mean, they've won there before this season, and Houston, let's face it, Houston does not really plan the, you know, let's go out and let's chase victories sort of game. The players, of course, they want to win, but, I mean, the Rockets are, you know, they're already thinking about Victor. So,
that was nice.
So you know Pop's getting him. Pop's got to get him. You know that, Manny. Come on.
I'm sure Pop is, no doubt. I think in San Antonio, they're already sizing him up for a jersey.
Without a doubt. Just because we came in with Dylan the Villain, and I get it with Draymond, and they go back and forth, you know, on Draymond's podcast. The stuff with Clay and the way that's going back and forth, it's just disrespectful. But the way he guarded Steph on Saturday night, and he guarded them physically fine, but just getting in his ear, yapping at him the whole time, 9 days before when they were on Beale Street, he did the same thing. What is the deal with Dylan Brooks, Monty? Who is this guy, and what has he ever won?
He always does that. I mean, that's his game. I mean, he considers himself a supersized Patrick Beverly, you know, except for he's more willing to try and be really – Beverly wants to be physical. Dylan Brooks gets overly physical, you know, and so that's his whole game, is to try and get into your head and make you think about him more than think about what you have to do. And I did read something last week where he was saying that his antics work against most guys. The two guys he can't seem to get to are Steph and Dame Lillard. He said those guys don't seem to really get bothered by it. And I think in Dylan's mind that maybe Steph got a little bothered by it the other night. And so when he talks about having real estate in San Francisco, I'm not sure I buy that at all. But I think that's what he's alluding to. So, but Dylan, he embraces the nickname, Dylan the Villain. You know, that's who he is. That's who he wants to be. And honestly, me personally, I don't think the Grizzlies will ever win a championship if he's an important part of that team. He's too erratic in his shooting. And he's also a volatile personality, which is fine. You know, Draymond's volatile, but Dylan is erratic, and there's a difference. And I don't see it happening. Although their coach, Taylor Jenkins, says, you know, he's a key part of our team, which he is right now. I just don't know if it's going to last.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Monty Poole's Jonas Wirz are in Houston tonight. 10 games left in the season as they are deadlocked at 500. You point out the Grizzlies 18-38, Hawks 16-41, Clippers 16-34. It's that magic 15-plus, and those three teams hit 44.2%. The analytics say that they're guarding the same as road and home from the three-point line, but it certainly doesn't seem like that.
No, it doesn't. You know, what happens more in, at home, what has happened is that they've won a lot of games with fourth-quarter comebacks, third and fourth-quarter comebacks, second-half comebacks, I'll say. Games where they fall behind early and teams come in to chase in and shoot the lights out. And then the Warriors in the second half will decide to play defense. You know, they've put together, I think, fourth quarters where the opposing team scored in the teens, you know, 13 and 16. And they won those games because they came back with that defense. But it wasn't there in the first quarter. But on the road, it's a different deal. Those comebacks are much harder to do on the road, you know. And so what you're seeing is a lot of overhelping still. You know, 70 games into the season, 72 games into the season, you still see guys making that mistake where they overhelp and leave somebody open. And most guys in the NBA are going to knock down, especially a corner three. And if you watch the Warriors on any given night, you're going to see 5, 6, 7 open corner threes. And it's hard to win that way. And that means that somebody is coming off their man to go someplace else to double somebody else. And you don't need to do that because you got to trust your teammate to be where he's supposed to be. And I think that's one of the things that frustrates Draymond is the lack of trust. And if you don't trust your teammate to be where he's supposed to be, yeah, you're prone to overhelp. You're prone to, oh, I better get over there, when you don't necessarily have to. But when you do that, the ball swings around and it finds the open guy and bang, you know, it's a three. So, and a lot of times the other issue with the Warriors is that a lot of those threes come in transition off their turnovers. And you can't defend those. You can't stop transition threes because your defense isn't set. It's just hard to get there. So those are the two issues that really happen. And it's more on the road than at home, at least over the course of a game. At home, it's more over the course of the first half usually. In the second half, the metrics are tremendous at home. But the first half, you know, just kind of okay. So on the road, it just becomes a mess.
Now, turnovers obviously are a problem. You know, the dead ball ones are live ball ones, the ones that kill you. And Steph and Clay each had 6 the other night. The one where Clay threw the ball out of bounds in the fast break, inexplicable. The one where Jordan Poole in the fourth quarter against the Hawks on Friday, Monty, went up in the air and then just landed. He didn't get rid of the ball. He took it up and down, a travel. And you wrote a piece after the Memphis game, and he had the big third quarter. He got on the free throw line. He's scoring more this year, up a couple of points, but the numbers are down. His shooting percentages overall from the floor and specifically the three line, I mean, way down from the three line, Monty. He's shooting 33.2% on threes. For a guy who's that good of a shooter, shot selection not there. The turnovers are up. I think he's wildly inconsistent and streaky. But how would you assess Jordan Poole's season to date?
It's a wildly dramatic roller coaster. His three-point shot is, at least as of a few days ago, was the worst percentage on the team of people who have taken more than 10 threes, which you just don't – that it boggles the mind that the guy that talented is shooting threes at such a low level. But that's what it's been. I mean, all the other guys that have taken a bunch of threes, and even a moderate amount of threes, are shooting at a higher percentage than he is. And so – but you look at what he does, and he goes through these spells. He'll go a week or two where he's really good, really good. And then he'll go through a week or two where it's like, whoa, what happened to the guy who was there last week? And he just hasn't been able to harness it on a regular basis. And I think one of the issues is that, you know, he trusts his gifts, his speed, his quickness so much that it sometimes gets him in trouble. and what he'll do. I mean, sometimes he'll beat his man off the dribble. He's really good at that. But sometimes it takes him into the teeth of the defense. And the result is usually a turnover, either a turnover because he loses the ball or what the coaches call a shot turnover because he gets a bad shot up and the ball goes the other way. And so it really has hampered this team. And without Wiggins there, last year the Warriors could get by with a small lineup at times because they had Wiggins and they had GP too. And they could even put Jordan out there at times because if those two guys were on the floor, or either of those guys were on the floor with Draymond, you could kind of cover Jordan. You can kind of hide him a little bit. But with no Wiggins and no GP2, you can't hide Jordan on defense. And if he's out there, he's going to get hurt because he just doesn't defend very well. And that is why, you know, it's been like a month now since in most games, you don't see Jordan in the closing lineup. If the game is close, because there is a fear that he will give up an easy bucket, he won't defend, or on the other end, the costly turnover. And so, you know, Dante slid into the starting lineup when they were healthy without Wiggins, but Dante would start with closing games in the spot that Jordan used to close games because Dante was better on defense and less likely to give up the devastating turnover. So I think the Warriors, you know, think that, yeah, Jordan has gone through a lot this year, going back to the training camp deal with Draymond. And, you know, you don't know how much that impacts him, if at all. But, you know, obviously, if you look at what the guy has done this year, you know he's not playing at the level that he played at last year. You know he's a better player, certainly more gifted and talented than what you're seeing so far this year.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Monty, what's a realistic expectation, even if GP2 does come back? Because we're talking about Garden on the perimeter, which is what he does. So we're going to get another update here. Is there anything in that? And what would be realistic for him?
Well, I mean, he's on the court now. So I would think that at some point, maybe in the next 10 days or so, he'll be able to get involved in some basketball stuff. I think the Warriors are hopeful that he can play maybe 3 or 4 games in the regular season, give him a little bit of a runway to the postseason, however long it lasts. Because if they're in the play-in tournament, which they very well could be, you know, you're talking about you could be one and done. So they're hopeful though that he can get in a few games before the regular season ends. 10 games left. If they can get him for 3 or 4 of those games, they will take it and be happy with it. Because right now they have no idea if or when they'll get Andre back. They'll know sometime this week, have a better idea once the surgery is done and they can tell whether it's going to be a long recovery or a short recovery, meaning, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, or could be several months, in which case he'll be done.
Yeah, they're going to give us an update on Gary Payton II on Thursday, and that's going to be critical. So 2 more games to go before then. Tonight in Houston, I know you're on Warriors pregame live and postgame live with Kareth and Mully. And then the Dallas game on Wednesday, Monty, you don't want to circle one that's more important, but it is because of where you are with them. I mean, you're right even with them, just about. You know, they're 36 and 35, and you're 36 and 36, and the season series is 1-1. So Give me your thoughts on the night specifically, and then this Dallas game, will that determine if the Warriors make the top six in the real playoffs or have to go into the play-in, Monty?
Well, it's too soon to know that because the West is so congested. You know, when you look at – when you start with, like, number three – well, go to the Suns are number four right now. You look at the fourth-place Suns, you can go all the way down to the 12th-place Pelicans, and you're talking about a four-game difference. That's it. You're nine teams are four games within each other. And so only 10 of those teams will make the play-in slash playoffs, and I think the Warriors are safe there. Right now they're at seven, but – yeah, the Mavericks are at six. I think the Warriors, when I talked to Stephen Curry maybe 3 weeks ago now, he said that best case scenario was top four. I don't see that happening now. I mean, it's not impossible, but the way they played on the road, I don't see it happening. I think they would have had to have a winning road trip to begin with to have a chance to get to the top four. I think top six is what you're looking at now. If they can get there, that's not so bad because right now they're only a half game out of the sixth spot. So, yeah, the Mavericks game is important because, yeah, if one team, whoever wins that game gets a tiebreaker and a head-to-head. And so if the records are even at the end of the season, that team has an edge over the other. The winning team on Wednesday has the edge over the other team. But it's so congested. I thought maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago that the Warriors would have to get into the mid-40s to assure themselves a top six. They might be able to get there with 43 wins. I mean, it's that bad right now. If they finish – if they go 43-39, meaning 7-3 over the last 10 games, that might get them in the top six because everybody's going to be running into each other now. The Warriors have 10 games left. Nine are against Western Conference teams. And that's the way most schedules are at this point, where you're playing your conference rivals, and it's going to be a lot of bloodletting when you see these guys play each other because every night somebody's going to move up and somebody's going to move down. And if the Warriors win more than they lose, they stand a chance to get into the top six.
Well, it's interesting, like you said, at Houston tonight, let's say they do win that. But at Dallas is going to be tough because 5 of the 10 are on the road. At Denver is going to be tough. At Sacramento, I'm sure they want to beat the Warriors. And then Dame's going to probably be shut down by the time that they take on Portland. But, I mean, that's going to be a task if they're 7-29. Well, they are 7-29 right now to get, what would they need, 3 of those wins on the road?
I would think. And I think, you know, if they can win against the Rockets, which again, that's a winnable game, you know, and I think they will, you know, at least be able to, if they win both Texas games this week, they're in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
Now they can't give it back though, you know, by losing at home to a New Orleans or a Minnesota or, you know, losing to Portland in the last game of the season or anything like that. But if they win these next two games, they move ahead of Dallas and they end up and they could be in the sixth spot. But again, with the Warriors this year on the road, everything is so – I'm skeptical because, you know, I've seen these guys losing Orlando, losing Detroit, losing Charlotte, you know, I mean, Indiana. I mean, so it's like nothing is a given, but you would think that based on the way this road trip has gone, that there would be a particular interest in making sure this is not a game they give away.
Jonathan Sackday, now is producing Warriors pregame live, postgame live. Mully's got to do a segment on the new St. John's head coach, Monty. Rick Pitino is the new coach of the Johnnies? Did you ever think that?
Are you surprised by that? Come on now.
No, I guess not. Long way from Louie, though, I got to say. A long way from Louie.
Rick Pitino is one of those survivors, man. He keeps getting jobs and, you know, that he leaves with question marks and people going, well, he did some things there that were unsavory, but hey.
Red tablecloth. Red tablecloth.
Exactly. Oh, that's the one.
Oh, God.
So, but they hire him because he's a good basketball coach. And they may overlook the other stuff because of that. And so I once you saw his team, Iona, go out in the tournament, you knew he was out of there within a few days.
Absolutely. Monty, you're the best. Thank you, man. We appreciate the insight.
All right, boys. Take care.
Take care.
Take care, Rante.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.